Hey Brad, what are your biggest accomplishments as a city council member?
Well, I'm going to try to be real humble here. I mean, the thing I don't like about a campaign is sometimes you do have to talk about yourself a little bit. But I'm going to talk about some things that I've done, but I hope that in my comments you'll know that there's a lot of we in it. When I say we, it's fellow council members, Councilman Bowen, Councilman Shelton, and the others. But I'm pretty proud that I stood up for American Fort Canyon. It took a considerable amount of my time, and it was to completely to represent the city. I was getting called, I was getting asked, and I took a step out on a ledge that I didn't know where it was going to take me, and it engulfed me. But through that process, we have been able to bring a two-year monitoring program to the water if they're going to develop up there, because it's in the heart of our watershed. And Councilman Shelton was right with me. And let me tell you something, Councilman Bowen was not there. We passed a resolution that was just there to protect American Fort Canyon. It had nothing to do with roadways or restrictions or nothing. He voted against it and then turned on us against that. And so I'm pretty proud of American Fort Canyon, and right now we have a seat at the table of no matter what happens there. The other one that I would say is American Fort Cemetery and the expansion and the garden associated with that. Spent a lot of time trying to make that beautiful and respected.
Well, I'll address a couple of the issues that have come up. It is important to stick by principles. And when people are violating core principles, it is important to point that out. Now, I threw the question out on the CDBG issue. Cite in the Constitution where this is authorized, because local infrastructure is not a federal role. That is not why we organized the federal government. It was for defense. It was for dealing with other nations. It wasn't to fund our local water lines, which, by the way, we have money to do and should do on our own. So it is important to make those distinctions. You know, this is political. Whether you're in a local thing or a federal thing, I think we can do it with respect towards one another, and I have always been respectful towards my fellow council members. They might not always agree with me, and that's up to them whether they agree or disagree, but I have been respectful in pointing out those differences, and I think it's important to note those differences. You know, when we had this bond issue, it was very divisive. So before I came in on day one, there was that divisiveness. Should I have not lobbied against the bond because the other four had been for it? Absolutely not. So when you talk about my greatest accomplishment, the city being less in debt to the tune of $28 million, somewhere at least $20 million, right? If you don't count the debt we've paid off, I think was a huge accomplishment.